Convention Center, the Dallas Convention Center, tomorrow with Scott Harrison.
I was enjoying the Afro-American music you were playing in the return cut.
Thank you. You're very familiar with that, aren't you?
Yes,
from your time
I am.
Working with Jean-Jacques, right?
Yes, I'm very black. I don't know if you listen to me on the soul pitch, but we often discuss such tribal music.
Or as your dad would call it, jungle music.
Yes, yes, I'm very black.
All right, time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by
AutoFlex and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most impressive, polarized, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Ah, chica pata, woo, da, even ma.
I prefer to go by Mr. Hippo Porn. What a great nickname, Mr. Hippo Porn. Neil Patrick Harris is one of the many names that has been rumored to take over Regis Philbin on the Live with Somebody and Kelly show. I got to tell you, if he accepts it, I think he would be a magnificent choice, as that kid has got some major skins, or man, if you will. Who would have thought that Doogie Howser, A, would have turned out to be gay?
And reinvent himself.
And reinvent himself as one hell of a Hollywood dude.
Yeah, I know.
As far as a songster
weird.
And an actor and just kind of a catch-all everything host type guy. He's got mad chops for Hollywood.
He's talented.
He is. Very talented.
And he's also a flaming male homosexual.
Seriously.
Michael.
We already mentioned that he was gay. We already did. Why does this bother you so much?
It doesn't bother me.
Then why are you categorizing him as such?
To each his reach.
Why do you have to say flaming male?
Male homosexual.
Clearly, it's a double negative. Just, he is a...
He's gay.
Yeah, homosexual. He's a gay guy.
Okay, he's a male homosexual.
You're such a jerk.
I like men.
It's going to be your downfall, by the way. Glad's going to have your ass, literally.
I'm a power bottom.
You know, I'll wait till Lulag gets a hold of you.
Well, Corby's half Mexican anyway.
Yeah, dude, I'm Mexican-American
no,
Indian.
He's not.
Yeah,
no, he's
look
not.
It up.
He is not.
Go to Ancestry.
Aren't Indians Mexican?
Yeah.
Corby uses all of the firework.
I do.
Yes. Nothing goes to waste.
That's the only way you can truly be an Indian is if you use every part of the firework.
Right.
So he is doing his co-hosting duty with Kelly Ripa. And they had somebody on there on the show called Science Bob.
Yeah.
And Science Bob brought out this canister.
Is this a competitor for Bill Nye, the science guy?
I think so.
Bob?
Science Bob brought out this canister of gas called sulfur hexafluoride. Science Bob called it helium's evil twin. You know, when you suck on a helium balloon,
It'll
make your voice incredibly high. Sulfur hexafluoride, when you suck on it, has the opposite effects.
I'm going king.
It makes your voice incredibly low. So
crack is bad.
So anyway, Science Bob comes out there. They blow up a balloon. Now listen to their voices, Kelly and Neil. How low it gets. It is actually really funny. We ought to get a can of this stuff and have a big party. But then listen to the innocent throwaway line he makes after he goes into his Silence of the Lamb impersonation. And it literally means nothing.
All right, so here's what we're going to do with this. I love this. This is
okay.
This is good stuff.
Is this dangerous?
Okay, here we go. fine. All right, so wait. Breathe out. There we go. And you're going to get the whole thing. Breathe it in. There you go. Whole thing. And a little host chat.
Oh, I gotta tell you.
Wow.
Luke, I am your father. The last thing you want to... You don't want to mess with me.
You are a
absolutely punish. Make
you, you're the sick. Put the lotion in the basket.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Okay, we need more. We need more.
All right, so did you get that?
That's crazy.
I've never sounded more like a tranny in my life.
Yeah, and Mark. So
no, it's a question. You can't use it.
Just a total ridiculous throwaway line from a gay guy, right?
Fruit.
Well, here comes Glad.
Oh my goodness.
Saying we cannot believe that one of our own, Neil Patrick Harris, would stoop to using such a word as tranny. So Neil Patrick Harris had to make this public apology, saying, truly sorry for saying the word tranny this week.
Sorry.
Should have been more thoughtful. Didn't at all mean to offend. I apologize. So here's the Glad acceptance statement. It's heartening to see a celebrity of Harris's stature recognize and apologize for using the slur in such a timely manner, and for greater media attention being paid to its use. Many people do not realize that the word tranny is one of the most hurtful and dehumanizing slurs that transgender people hear.
Are you kidding me?
Most transgender people associate that word with personal experiences of violence, hatred, and derision.
Wow. First I've heard of this.
That's what they called themselves.
I honestly did not know that tranny was a bad word. And you know what? When you do that, when you decide to do that to yourself, I'm sorry. All bets are off. Okay? I hate it's not, you know,
so
it's not.
You opened yourself up for anything. Huh?
Yes. It's not like that, you know, you're some sort of minority and you have a legitimate gripe about some word from your culture's past or whatever that case may be, or
Wheel of Fortune.
Right. Or some sort of sexist comment and women getting all upset and burning bras and stuff.
Like swordfish.
When you decide to get rid of your plumbing and add other plumbing, it opens you up to everything, because that's the stupidest thing a human being can do.
But you gotta find the real you.
Yeah, no, Corby.
Bull.
God, he's so narrow-minded.
God,
Mike.
I know.
Well, you are.
Talk about me.
I mean, cross-dressing, I get it. Putting on a little panty here and there, huh? A little lipstick, a little rouge.
Rouge. Does anybody even say that anymore?
Little eyeliner.
The Penn State guy, I mean the Syracuse guy, appeared to have some on.
Have a little, maybe mix in an apple teeny with your buddies, you know, walk through the mall as a woman, see
France?
If people recognize you.
Yeah.
Maybe you're in France.
What if you are in France?
Maybe if you've been to Mexico.
And you've been to Mexico, right?
I get it. But when you go in there and whole hog, remove, replace, replenish that stuff, you're a tranny.
You are really dumb.
You are a tranny.
God.
This is shocking.
All right.
So uptight.
You're going to have to issue an apology soon.
Yeah, you are.
Fine.
Wait till Lulak gets a hold of this.
Yes, you're going to have to apologize.
Apologize.
No, I will not apologize to you, Jesse Jackson. I will not.
Kiss it.
No.
Kiss it.
No. You kiss it.
Kiss it.
No.
Suck it.
All right.
Don't do that.
Seemed like the easier option.
Mm-hmm.
As we all know, Jessica Simpson is pregnant.
Are you sure she's not just fat? Hey, are you pregnant or just fat?
You can ask her that when you see her in public, roaming through North Park.
I will.
Well, it seems that as far as her life goes, she can't capitalize on whatever the Kardashian people have, like being whores. So she's going to capitalize
on... She needs to find her Ray J is what she needs to do.
On being pregnant. She is going to start her own maternity clothing line. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if she got pregnant to do this. Like, she doesn't have any other option out here. Music, no more. Acting, no more. Reality TV, no more. What else is there?
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
If you're pregnant, there's no amount of fashion-forward thinking with your wardrobe that's going to make you hot.
I don't think they want her to be... She wants her line to be hot. Just fashionable pregnant.
It doesn't matter. Just wear sweatpants. It's all the same.
She wants pregnant women to feel beautiful, Corby.
And according to Groobs, they are.
Right. Have you seen the picture of her?
No, how's she look?
Pretty awesome. They got bigger.
Did you just Google her pregnant?
Not on purpose.
Have you already been Googling her pregnant?
Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Are you keeping up with her day by day?
Yes. She keeps getting bigger.
I just don't know why we have to celebrate the pregnant woman. It's not my fault you forgot to take your pill.
I still say they should be put out of sight while they're in that state.
Well, some people try to have kids. And if that's the case, then I don't want to hear you bitch. If you're attempting to have a child and then you get pregnant, wouldn't that mean that you're not allowed to bitch? This is what you wanted?
Yes.
And you know
you
what...
Bought
you
bought your ticket.
You know what it entails.
Right. I say, let them crash.
Because everybody, it's not like you're the first woman to get pregnant. You know what plenty of women who've been pregnant, how miserable they were, how hard it is to raise that kid the first year of its life, just what a beating
how
it is overall.
Kid and how you have to walk around.
How tough it is to lose
hurt,
the weight.
You got swollen ankles, the stretch marks,
yeah.
And the cottage
cheese. Why are you constipated? How can you be constipated
damage?
when you can't do that?
Once they get pregnant, they start.
Oh,
suddenly
yeah.
An aperture appears.
Right.
That's weird. Your science is deplorable.
Suddenly that erotic portal is used for other things.
Evacuation.
Really?
Right.
Disposal unit?
Yeah.
Mm. She has a quote. Would you like to hear it?
Yep.
I don't know if Jessica Simpson really deserves this.
Well, let's give it a try.
You got
the music down and everything. You stopped down the show for this.
This should be reserved for those three sluts out in L.A. Well.
You're off to a rocket start.
My mother thought it would be great to combine both of our styles and both of our personalities. It's going to combine...
Oh, I guess she's doing it with her sister Ashley. That maven of nothing.
It's going to combine my playful side and my feminine style with my sister's vintage-inspired edge. That's right, ladies. It's time to make pregnant... super cool again.
Again?
Yeah.
When was the first time?
I don't know, like in the 30s.
God.
This should do great.
This is disgusting. This is a disgusting story.
You know what? She's lucky she married an athlete who has a little dough. Surely she's plowed through all that mess, right? Whatever money she earned from... that dumb reality show. I mean, she hasn't done anything else.
I bet she's got more than him.
I think that guy does something, like host stuff. Like he does like the Miss America pageant, and at least he'll have like a yearly gig that'll pay him, I don't know what his bills are, but I bet you hosting the Miss America pageant, I bet you that pays pretty well. Like you can live for 6 months off that.
Off the Miss America pageant?
Dude, yes. What if they pay him $100,000? Could he possibly get that?
I guarantee you they don't. Nobody cares about the Miss America pageant.
And plus,
anymore.
And plus, he's got like residuals from Sum 41 and 08 LMFAO and whatever band he was in.
Who, her husband?
Yeah. What was he in?
He was a football player.
No. Her ex-husband.
Nick Latchkey?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was in, like, 98.
Nick Lachey.
You're unbelievable.
That was taken care of, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
What made you think you could say that?
It's Friday.
Yeah. Things loosen up on Friday?
Especially that.
It's Friday with the dragon. Yeah, especially that.
Bottom.
All right, that's it.
That's it.
It's 4:52 here on the ticket.
That's it.